Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And welcome in. A very happy Wednesday to you now here, March the 6th. It is Game Time Decisions here on the Sports Grid Network. I'm Joe Neri. Appreciate you hanging with us here as we get ready for a absolutely loaded card this evening here, not just in college basketball, where, of course, the madness has officially begun here. As we are just a couple of weeks away from Selection Sunday, we've got conference tournaments that has arrived. We've got 32 conference tournaments in all. And, of course, we've got three more getting ready to tip off tonight. So we got much to talk about when it comes to college basketball here tonight. And let us not forget the NBA with a seven-game slate here tonight. Also extremely interesting here with some of the matchups as we get ready, of course, to wind down the regular season of the NBA. And we've got games here tonight featuring, we'll start with the late night games and work our way back. How about the Milwaukee Bucks taking on the Golden State Warriors? A matchup tonight we are going to be very interested in seeing here, as the Milwaukee Bucks, boy, they fire the coach. They get Doc Rivers in there, and look at this. They refuse to lose. Even without Giannis in the lineup, they don't care. What an unbelievable game that was on Monday, and we were live with you on Monday when we saw the news come down that, of course, Giannis was not going to be in the lineup, and we watched that line move nearly 8 points in favor of the LA Clippers. And last time I checked, no one player is ever worth 8 points in the NBA, and boy, oh boy, giving the Milwaukee Bucks points in that spot was not a great idea, as they ended up winning that game outright. Well, we find ourselves kind of in a similar situation here, as Giannis, again, with it's a calf, they're calling it an Achilles strain right now, and nothing good comes when they use the word like Achilles, because that means one wrong move here. These things don't often heal themselves without just staying off it. And obviously, I think they're going to be very cautious here with Giannis and not rush him back. They are in the midst of a very long road trip right now out west, a road trip that will, in fact, include not just Golden State here tonight, but they have got the Lakers. Then they've got the Clippers. The next couple of games are going to be rough go here for the Milwaukee Bucks. So will they push Giannis to play tonight? That is the question. We know Middleton is out, and currently right now we're not seeing a whole lot listed for the Golden State Warriors as far as injuries. So as you can see, that line hovering right around the 3.5 point market there, with a 227.5 is hanging in there. And I'll give you a very interesting situation right now with these two teams. They have both been, As of the last 2.5 weeks, pretty much just before the All-Star break and right after the All-Star break, these two teams have been the most profitable teams to back to the under when it comes to looking at totals here. It's kind of hard to believe, but the numbers are staggering when you look at them between Golden State and this Milwaukee Bucks team, even with Griffin still there as the head coach. The Bucks have now gone 14-1-1 to the under in their last 16 games. The Warriors, by the way, they are on a 14-3 run to the under in their last 17 games. Golden State is also on a monster tear since Draymond Green has returned from the suspension, going 14-7 straight up. But how about 15-6 against the number since Draymond was unsuspended and came back to the team here? So they have been through it, this team, and they are still battling, and they are coming off one of the most embarrassing defeats we have seen in a very, very long time by the Boston Celtics on Sunday. Now they're home. They've had a day or so to kind of shake that off, and I think they're going to be very, very focused here tonight. But the problem is, while they can be as focused as they want, the Golden State Warriors this season have been much better on the road than at home. They're just about a 500 team at home here. That is not the Golden State Warriors of years past. We are very much used to them being home dominant, but that has not been the case. But they better figure it out here tonight, because even if Giannis doesn't go, yeah, I mean, Milwaukee is bringing it right now, and this is going to be, I think, the matchup of the night. Also, the matchup is going to get pretty interesting here between the Cavaliers and the Hawks tonight at the State Farm Arena in Atlanta. And right now, the Hawks, the Atlanta Hawks, one of the single worst ATS teams in the National Basketball Association this year. I'm talking terrible ATS. In fact, 20-41 against the number on the season. They're also 15-16 straight up and 10-21 against the number at home. So what does that mean? Well, it means we're, of course, betting them here tonight against the Cleveland Cavaliers, who, by the way, are also going through it. Not only will they not have their leading scorer there, Donovan Mitchell, their quarterback, but they just lost Evan Mobley against Boston last night in an insane win against the Celtics, just a shorthanded and all, and they somehow managed to pull out that upset and come from behind last night. Now they had to hop on a plane and fly to Atlanta and get ready to take on the Atlanta Hawks, who are hoping that Max Strus will be able to go tonight. He, too, still listed as questionable for this game. But you lose Donovan Mitchell, you lose your big man, Evan Mobley, and everything they had to go ahead and win that game at home against the Celtics. And now they had to fly out last night and take on this Hawks team that has, listen, they're not a good team, and we know this. But can I make the argument that the Atlanta Hawks might actually be a better team without Trae Young screwing it up for him? Because that's what we're seeing here. We're seeing an Atlanta Hawks team being much better defensively. And I know Jalen Brunson didn't play last night. I get it. But again, you're in the Garden. You're with a Knicks team here that has been there and done this before. And they got bullied. They got pushed around last night, and Atlanta handled business. I think Atlanta handles business again here tonight. But boy, oh boy, if you're a situational handicapper in the NBA, there is no
Moro Casino. America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA. Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited. Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right.
More interesting spot than that the Hawks and the Cavs are in here tonight, both on the second of a back-to-back. And are the Clippers worthy of laying 7 points on the road to the Houston Rockets? We'll talk about that game as well coming up as we are getting ready. Ton, and I mean a ton, of hardwood action here tonight. We have got you covered as Game Time Decisions continues here on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back in Game Time Decisions. March Madness. It is upon us here, and we love this time of month. Why? Well, it signals college basketball here, and there is nothing more maddening than watching playoff college basketball, which is essentially what we're dealing with right around now, as conference tournaments are already off to a crazy start. We've had some major upsets in the Atlantic Sun Conference, for instance. We've seen losses by number one and number three seeds in these, win or go home scenarios, which is what a lot of these mid-majors are. And we've got more starting here tonight. But we also don't want to forget, we still have to finish out the regular season here with the big boys, too, the Blue Bloods, the major conferences. And we do have a ton of top 25 action in store here tonight as we wind down the regular season. And it's going to start early and it's going to start often here. 6:30, in fact, I believe, in just about 15 minutes, bottom of this hour, it'll kick off with Nova, who is clearly a bubble team, taking on Seton Hall. And you know, and I know, that our good friend, Coach James Young, in all likelihood, is somewhere behind the bench here of Seton Hall at this game tonight at the Prudential Center in Newark, New Jersey, which is probably why he couldn't be with us. But should be a good game. Why? It's a pickup. And both of these teams can ill afford another loss. So this is a huge bubble game here tonight. That's coming up in just about 15 minutes. I am looking very forward to that one. I would tell you about the University of Miami taking on Boston College down the road for me, but they are not a good team. They are just not. What a difference a year makes. They are laying 5.5 points, as you can see. They opened up as a 4-point favorite, so somebody in the marketplace thinks they are worth taking a flyer with. I have lost enough money on Jim Larrañaga and O'Meara and company there that I just refuse to play that game. However, the number one team in the country is very much alive here to continue to stay number one. Big 12 action with Houston. The problem with Houston is that they can't stay healthy, and I do believe they have lost yet another role player on that team, another bench player. I mean, staying healthy right around this time of year is vital as you get ready for March Madness heading into conference tournaments. And Houston, if you guys watched that last game over the weekend against Oklahoma, that was very un-Houston-like. They still ended up winning the game. They still sit atop the Big 12. And they are certainly in contention for the number one overall seed come the NCAA tournament. And obviously that has its perks. But my goodness, they are losing guys left and right here. So they might be a little shorthanded as the latest is a freshman, JoJo Tugler, who Coach Sampson had said broke a bone in his right foot in that Oklahoma game. He had played in 28 games this season. He had made one start, but not that he's a huge contributor, but when you play 28 games, you are a guy that you are going to need depth in order to make a run at this in the postseason here in March Madness. And slowly but surely, they are already down a couple of other bench players, guys coming off there, some freshmen and some sophomores. So they can ill afford to lose anybody else. As you keep losing reserves, it's going to make it even more important that the starters, and listen, they've got some of the best in the country here, which is why they are the number one team. But you don't want to have to rely on them to win games like this against UCF. You should be able to win this game against the Central Florida Knights here, especially given the fact that the Knights are 3-7 against ranked teams this season. Oh, yeah, and all three of those wins, in fact, came at home. So they did beat Kansas on their own home court earlier this year, but they are not in the Houston Cougars, not even remotely close in their ballpark. So this is a game at 7 o'clock Eastern time tonight. We are certainly going to be keeping an eye on to see what do we get out of them. And don't forget, too, we also have more bubble situations happening here tonight. Big Ten action with Michigan State and Northwestern. Another game we are going to be very interested to see what happens here is Michigan State. Is just, I mean, the last couple of games have been absolutely brutal. Losing to Ohio State, losing to Purdue, just not good right now for Coach Izzo and Michigan State. But they are at home, and they'll have a chance to get back in the win column against Northwestern here. We also have number 4 Tennessee taking on number 17 South Carolina tonight. A huge battle in the SEC. Now, who'd have thunk it at this particular point that we would be having a game here tonight that pretty much is going to solidify who the number one seed is in the SEC tournament, which, of course, is a monster tournament here. And the Volunteer, Tennessee, enters this game, I think, with a one-game lead over South Carolina. South Carolina, 25-4 on the season, 12-4 in the SEC. They are, I mean, just unbelievable story. Nobody had South Carolina being a top 20-25 team this season, and yet they continue to go out there and prove that they are for real right now. And right now it's a big, with Alabama losing again last night on the road, it's really up to Tennessee and the South Carolina here. They are at the top of the leaderboard in the standings. Tennessee certainly could wrap it up here tonight with a win here and be that number one seed, which would be great. But if South Carolina has proven anything, it's that they cannot be slept on here. This is a good team that doesn't get enough credit, and we'll see if Tennessee can go on the road like they did against Alabama and win another game. And of course, everyone's other favorite number one team in the country taking on the number 8 team in the country, that being UConn, taking on Marquette coming up here tonight. 8:30, I believe, is the tip for this one here. And UConn, what else can they do? They just keep rolling and rolling and rolling. This is one of the best teams in the country. This is a team that is going to have a chance to do something that we have not seen since the early 2000s, and that is a possible repeat national champion. Hasn't happened since the early 2000s with the University of Florida and good old Coach Donovan there, but they are alive for this. The other problem that we have in this game, though, As you saw the market there, 5.5, 6 is what Marquette at home will be getting. They are not going to have the services of the Big East Player of the Year there, Tyler Kolek. Unfortunately for them, they are hoping to be able to get him back for the Big East Conference tournament coming up, and then, of course, March Madness. But the other thing to keep in mind is number two, UConn. There is absolutely really nothing for them to gain in this game. They've already taken down the number one seed for the upcoming Big East tournament. They really, if push comes to shove here, there's really no reason for them to go all out here and risk life and limb to try and beat Marquette in this matchup. Marquette almost took down Creighton. But they were down two players in that game and still gave Creighton all they could handle. I don't expect Marquette to roll over in this game at all. And I also wouldn't be shocked if Marquette, even without Kolek, somehow figures out a way to win this game. So we got a lot of great top 25 games getting ready to go.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
COTA salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of COTA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use COTA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on COTA. Plan your ride and learn more at COTA.com/trip planner.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right.
Oh, we got conference tournaments also underway and getting ready to start. We got much more to get to as Game Time Decisions continues here on The Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back in. It is Game Time Decisions here on the Sports Grid Network. I'm Joe Ranieri. A very happy Wednesday to you. As the madness is off and running, it has begun conference tournament time here. Still got a couple of games left for much of the Power 5 conferences to finish out the regular season this week. And then, of course, next week, their conference tournaments will be off and running. And joining us now is our good friend Mark Zeno here, who loves the madness. He looks forward to this time of year each and every year because it truly is that. It's a love-hate relationship with March Madness here, Zin. And tonight is no different when we look at the schedule and the kinds of games that we've got, both conference tournaments and the end of the regular season. But tell me what we're going to be doing here with Iowa tonight, because I think you have some interesting numbers and stats here that the viewers will find helpful here when looking to bet this game tonight.
Yeah, well, let's just start out by saying March Madness is the only thing as crazy as my personal life these days. So I'm looking for a little bit of a, you know, settling in when it comes to madness on TV as opposed to the madness that goes on in my house. Mm-hmm. Nonetheless, yes, I joke. We will digress here to Iowa State and BYU tonight. Big 12 tilt here in Ames. Look, Cyclones, one of the best cover teams in the country, Joe. 28 against the number all season long. But I'm going to focus on the first half for a few reasons. One, it's senior night, right? Final home game of the season for Iowa State. A lot of energy in the building. You know, I expect a fast start for the Cyclones. Shouldn't be too hard. Moreover, there is a chance, though, that they could steal the number one seed in the Big 12. They need to win their final two games. Houston needs to lose one, and they'll steal the regular season Big 12 title. So there's plenty of motivation here. But the biggest reason is the first half point differential at home, which for Iowa State, plus 15.4. That's the second best number in America, too, aforementioned Houston. But still, scoring 15.4 points more in the first half than your opponent is pretty good. They average just over 40, and they give up just over 25. So this is also a team that's shooting 49% from the field at home this year. BYU struggled away from Provo, Joe, 2-6 against the spread. And their last five games, they're giving up 41.8 points in the first half, and opponents are shooting 48% here. So the numbers are really favorable for me here. Cyclones 17-0 straight up at home this year, 14-3 against the number, full game. Going to get it done here in the first half. I'll lay the 3.5.
All right. You're going to lay the 3.5 to get them done there. And I don't blame you, right? Because BYU, it's going to be bombs away. We know that from them, right? And do we really, if they start falling late, you know, they can make up any difference they want there. And it's not like Iowa State is a tremendous three-point defensive team here. They've been good at home. I'm with you, but I don't want anything to do with a full game and that many points. So I'm with you there. I love the first half look in that one. You're also going to go to the Atlantic 10, I believe, here and look at the this Richmond team, right? Taking on St. Joe's, who also has never met a three-point shot they don't like to take. Something's got to give here. Who are you looking at in this one?
Well, I'm kind of the same system that I'm using here. One more win for the Spiders locks up the A-10 regular season title for them. Final home game, senior night again. These are big emotional moments for young kids, Joe, so these games matter. But Richmond, 14-1 straight up at home this season, 11-4 against the spread, also 14-2 in conference play, and 12-4 against the number. But again, what stands out here is that point differential in the first half at home, plus 9.4. That's 25th in America in first half point differential on their home floor here. They scored 37 points in the first half, allowed a little bit over 27.5. St. Joseph's here, not bad in the first half. They score 35, but they also allow 33 here. And over the last five games, Richmond is averaging 37.4 points in the first half. The Hawks scoring just 34, and they're allowing opponents to shoot 39.6% from the field. The Hawks are. So we get a good defense here with the Spiders. At home, they're only giving up 63.2 points per game. Hawks are just 3-8 straight up on the road this season. I think the motivation, again, there for the Spiders from the start of this thing. We get a quick, fast start and a short number, a favorable number at 3. Keep the push in our back pocket if we need it, if they're only up by 3 at the end of the first half. But I'll use the same system with Richmond and play them in the first half.
I like the way you're going with that one. Also, let me ask you, because we do have, ironically enough, two top 25 matchups here head-to-head, one of them in the SEC with Tennessee taking on South Carolina. I mean, listen, did you have South Carolina as a top 25 team this year? I mean, they're coming in at, what, number 17 now. They're taking on Tennessee, who I believe – if they win this game on the road here tonight, they can probably lock up the number one seed. But, I mean, South Carolina's a day. Keep waiting for the wheels to fall off, and it doesn't fall off here with them. It's kind of unbelievable the job they've done here.
Yeah, I mean, look, is South Carolina really one of the top 25 teams in the nation? No. They're what you and I would call, where we grew up, a little fugazi, as we say. They are not a team that I would consider one of the best 25 teams in the country. Tennessee 21-3 is a favorite straight up this year, but just 13-11 against the number and 4-6 ATS on the road. So there might be some consternation here. Gamecocks have been one of the best cover teams in the country, 20-8 overall, 11-2 as an underdog. However, the Volunteers have covered 8 of 10 and are 4-1 against the spread against South Carolina over the last 3 years. They think Tennessee is a markedly better team here. Are they going to lose to South Carolina twice? Like a revenge spot here for Tennessee. Remember, South Carolina walked into Tennessee earlier this year in Knoxville and beat the Volunteers. So I'm sure Tennessee, even though it feels like a little bit maybe of a letdown spot for them after that big win on the road over Alabama, but I don't think South Carolina is in that same category here. I'm not going to have a play on this game, but I definitely lean Vols here minus the points.
Yeah, it's a – I mean, can they do it again? The tough ask. You got to go on the road. in Tuscaloosa. Now you got to go on a road to Columbia. It's not not an easy trip here for Tennessee, the number four team in the country. All right, let's switch to the NBA here tonight because we have some very intriguing spots here. And we'll start with the late night game between the Golden State Warriors, who are trying to do anything. I think a significant amount of mushrooms is what the cure was to forget that whooping they took against the Celtics the other day. Yeah. So they'll get a little revenge tonight. They get to go home and relax a little bit and take on the Bucks team that may or may have Giannis here. Does it matter?
Well, look, it matters. Giannis certainly helps. I'd rather play with Giannis than without. But I'm going to make a little bit of a contrarian play here. And we've seen this sort of trend come in since the All-Star break that all these unders are coming into play here. Joe, the Bucks have gone under in 10 straight. Warriors have gone under in 7 straight. Now, the total in this game here that we're looking at, I got it at 227.5. That's 14 points lower than when these two teams met the first time around in a game that Steph Curry didn't even play in. Since Thanksgiving, the Warriors have only had 4 totals lower than this. 3 of them were against the Grizzlies twice and the Trailblazers, both of those teams bottom 5 in offensive efficiency. And the last one was a week or two ago against the Knicks, who were banged up, but they're also a top 10 defensive team, so we understand why that total was so low. I think the regression is coming here. I know Giannis not playing is a concern, but if he doesn't play, like basically with this total here, where it is at 227, are we telling me that the Bucks can't get to around 110, 112, you know, with Dame Lillard in the lineup and that's it? Like, he kind of dragged worse players in Portland to 115 points a game. So I don't think that this is that hard of a stretch for them. Bucks have only seen 9 totals lower than this number all season, and they were either all against high-level defensive teams like Minnesota, Miami, and the Clippers, or against really poor offensive teams like the Hornets, Bulls, and Grizzlies. I think both of these teams are comparable where they are right now, both offensively and defensively. But let's buck the trend here. Get some scoring here and go over this 227.5.
All right, looking to go up and over on this one. The question you got to ask is why, though? Have you noticed a lot less free throws, a lot less whistles in games here down the stretch since the All-Star break? With them, you know, they're kind of swallowing the whistle a little bit more as we wind down with the last, what, dozen and a half games or so. And it feels like not everything is life and death with these refs now. So they're letting them do a lot more hand check. They're getting away with a lot more than I think they did prior to the All-Star break here.
I mean, I think there's also a component of this that for a lot of these teams, especially the teams that are star-laden, Joe, they don't care at this point what their record is. Like Anthony Davis said it the other night after the Warriors beat, I think they beat the Bucks, or the Lakers beat, Lakers beat, who was it? The Clippers?
OKC.
I can't remember. OKC, thank you. Yeah. My mind is slipping here. But, you know, I mean, you said, we don't care what our record is. We don't care. Like the Clippers right now, look at them. Like they got to this juggernaut pace where they got the top of the West. And ever since right before the All-Star break, it's been, they don't care.
Yep.
Like, they don't care about what place they come in. They care about what they're going to do once the playoffs start. So these guys are kind of just coasting right now and not really trying. Look, you have some of these young teams like OKC, like Houston, like Minnesota, you know, even teams like, you know, in the East, the Cavaliers, maybe the Knicks to a certain extent, trying and trying to win games and increase their position because they need it. Right, they have to be in a favorable position if they want to knock off one of these star-laden teams that are heavy favorites to make deep playoff runs. I think for them it matters, but for most of the league, when it's not a handful of 5 or 6 or 7 teams, everybody else is either really bad or just sort of coasting to the finish here.
It's been a remarkable turnaround of scoring and totals certainly over the last month or so. We'll see how much longer that continues, and is that a sign of things to come playoff time? We'll have to wait and see, but no doubt here, bucking that trend, going up and over with the Bucks in Golden State. Zin, we appreciate the time as always there, my man. Little steadying force here, right? Just a little, you know, kumbaya here, my man. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. CT Betts stepping up next here, game time.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most.
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back at your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list. From toys for the kids, to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook, to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love, and cash back is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards points instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
Extra Value Meals are back. For just $5, get a savory and sweet sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles, plus hash browns and a coffee. Only at McDonald's.
For limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California, and for delivery.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Most important topics in sports wagering: real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back in. Game time decisions here on the Sports Grid Network. I'm Joe Ranieri. Certainly appreciate you hanging out here as we are getting ready for a monster week of madness here, and it continues tonight in college hoops, and nobody better to be able to lay it all out for us because this man loves his madness, and it doesn't get any more maddening than what we're going to have to deal with here. As Chris Thurston, CT Betts, up and in here, it is always a pleasure to see you, CT. Thank you for swinging by here. We're going to start with the Boca Raton Owls. Oh, I mean the FAU Owls here tonight, I believe, taking on North Texas, it is. So an interesting battle here tonight. How are you looking at this game?
Yeah, Joe, AACC game, and it's in the Super Pit, right? Tonight down in Denton, Texas. Mm. And North Texas, as you know, Joe, it's known for being strong on the defensive side of the ball. And once again, this year, they're playing really good defense, and they're only allowing 62 points per game this year against them. But now they have to face a high-powered Owls offense tonight, right? And the Owls, they returned almost everyone from last year's Final Four team. They haven't been the same as we were used to seeing last March, but they still come in scoring about 82 points per game. The defense has kind of been a little bit of a mess, especially on the road. I know North Texas, they've won their last two. I do think this line is a little short here tonight, Joe. And like I said, FAU really hasn't been great on the road defensively, but I think they get the job done tonight. They have more scores than North Texas. Mean Green tend to have some scoring droughts. They haven't had it the last two games here, but they go into those droughts, and it's really tough for them to score. Look for FAU to get the season sweep here. So I like FAU, and I played on a -2.
Yeah, certainly a small enough number to be able to handle and carry there with FAU ramping up for another run at a possible Final Four. They certainly have the experience there with that team there. Been there and done that. Now we've got, talk about experience, UConn here, the number two team in the country, taking on number eight Marquette here. Still no Kolick. Obviously not great for Marquette. But really, my question here is, what does UConn gain in this game? Is it really a do-or-die spot for them, or is this all about Marquette leaving it all out on the court tonight?
Well, I feel like hopefully you're going to agree with me, Joe, because I feel like I've been taking crazy pills all day today because I've been liking Marquette, and I really want to get to the window on them. And I'm like, am I that insane? But, I mean, yeah, I don't think it's that crazy because like you said, what is UConn going to play for tonight? They've already locked up the one seed for the Big East tournament. They've won the regular season as they smashed Seton Hall this past Sunday. I mean, I don't think that Coach Hurley like wants to come into this game thinking with the mentality that like, all right, you know, we can let's lose. But I also can't see him caring too much if they do lose the game, right? It might be the mentality of, hey, you know, let's get in, let's get out, let's get home, and let's make sure we're healthy out of this game before we start the tournament run, before we try to win the Big East tournament and then go on to try and win back-to-back. I really think, like, Marquette's going to get up for tonight's game. They did a great job. Yeah. Look what they did this past Saturday. They did an unbelievable job in the game versus Creighton without Pollock and Iggy, their big man. They were down three with 10 minutes to go. Eventually, Creighton, I know that they ran away with it, but a lot of credit to Shaka's bunch for hanging around. Golden Eagles, Joe, as you know, they still have plenty of scorers without Kolek, right? You might have heard of Cam Jones. He might not be as creative as Kolek, but he could flat out play the game. Home court, senior night. You know Shaka's going to want revenge from when UConn smashed them a little bit ago. I like the Golden Eagles tonight. I haven't got to the window, but, man, that's the way I lean. And I won't be surprised to see him win the game, Joe.
Listen, I have no idea what UConn – they have nothing to gain in this game. This is not a bubble team. This is not a make-or-break situation. This is simply, all right, we got Marquette on the road. And how many times have we seen Shaka Smart teams in this spot as a home dog – with everything on the line and nobody betting them, and then you're trying to kick yourself for not betting them. And I think the under correlates also to a bet on Marquette. So I'm with you. Kolek or no Kolek, I think this game clearly means more to one side than the other. But now you got to put on your future hat here, man, and you've got to tell me, because you were all over it a year ago as well. I believe UConn was in your thoughts there right around this time last year at a pretty good price. So looking ahead, Final Four, championship, give me some names. Give me some teams you're looking at here in the futures market.
So, Joe, I've been looking forward to kind of talking to you about the March Madness tournament and the national champion, because there's a team that you and I have talked about together all year, and we have a mutual friend who was pretty dialed into college basketball that told us that this team flat out stinks, okay? And I think they have a really, really good shot to make a run here, and that's UNC, North Carolina, the Tar Heels, okay? Now, I'm looking at the odds right now. I'm sure Patrick could pull them up for us here, but I'm looking at DraftKings right now, 20 to 1 right now on UNC with RJ Davis and Armando Bangkok, two guys that have been there before. Hubert Davis, a coach that has been there before. RJ Davis looks like a man possessed right now, Joe. And let's not forget, I know it was earlier in the season, but let's go back to November. I think it was end of November. I know it was early, but they put up pretty – I mean, they won eight or nine versus that Tennessee team. That was a signature win. RJ Davis went off. He had close to 30 there, okay? They're top – pretty much top 25 in both offensive and defensive efficiency. I think they're 26 in offensive efficiency. They're 6 in defensive efficiency. But, Joe, talk to me. Am I taking crazy pills again that I think that this UNC team could win it all?
You know, we've already both played future tickets on North Carolina, because I don't know how you don't. They've got, honestly, a trio of the best guards in the country here. They got Bacot. They got Davis. They've got everything you need to make a run out of it. Oh, yeah, by the way, Duke beating them is not a possibility, because I think Duke is finished here come shortly, especially they're going to play here in a game coming up this weekend, which unfortunately is not going to end well for Duke either. But as good as they are, and I'm with you, we love North Carolina. I'd be totally remiss if I didn't ask you about your Baylor Bears, who I don't – every time I keep trying to move away from them, you can't. There's absolutely no way. We cashed tickets on the last couple of games. Nobody else wanted to bet them. I don't think, you know, like what? They don't expect to beat Kansas? Are you kidding?
And I'm with you, Joe, right? So the problem is that they've been getting off to such sluggish starts, right? We didn't see it in the Kansas game so much this past Saturday, but we saw it Monday night. And I know that was a quick turnaround, but they get down so quickly in the first half. I mean, they did it a couple weeks ago when I was at the Houston game. I was there live in person. All of a sudden, they're down 16 at half, and Drew has to come into the locker room and make all these second half adjustments, and they have to shoot their way back into the game, which it's not a problem for them because they shoot the 3-point ball so well. So I always say that the 3-point shot is like putting makeup on a pimply face. It could cover up a lot of other things that you do wrong, right? And that's what Baylor is able to do with their coach and their 3-point shot. They are very young, but the ceiling is really high. I really do think that Baylor has a shot to make the biggest run from all the teams in the Big 12. The transfers, they've been great, right? The ball handler and then Nunn, the transfer from VCU. Yep. I mean, the two of them have been absolutely lights out. And then you have the freshmen, Missy and Walter, right? Missy's got to grow up really, really quick because He's not a shooter, as we know, but he has trouble. Mm. He gets a little, I don't know if the word is nervous when he goes up to the rim, but he's still fragile. He's young. He needs those veterans to kind of get around him and kind of say, all right, this is March, man. We need you to, I know you're a freshman, but we need you to act like a senior here. You're our guy. And they really need Langston Love back, Joe. He would have been probably, in my opinion, up for sixth man of the year in the Big 12. I have a ticket on them 54-1 from before the season started. They're 30-1 now. I mean, I think they're at least a Sweet 16 team. I think they're going to be playing here in the second weekend at the very least.
So I know everyone in Big 12 tournament is going to come up. Everyone's going to be betting Houston. We know that. Or they're going to fall in love with Iowa State or even BYU for that matter if they end up beating Iowa State tonight. But you know, there they sit once again. Kind of feels like the Big 12 tournament, a great precursor to March Madness here if Baylor can run the tables there.
Well, Joe, right, I think Scott Drew always gets his team up to play in the Big 12 tournament. That's something that they want to do. They want to win the Big 12 tournament. They've won the Big 12 regular season, but you remember Adam Flagler, one of his goals was to win the Big 12 tournament. And that was I thought they were going to put it together last year, and Iowa State ended up, you know, knocking them out again. They had a real trouble with Iowa State last year, but this year, right, Joe, I keep going back to that Houston team. You brought them up. I just don't see it. I know they're very talented, and I know like they're the best defensive efficiency team in the country. But man, they just had another big injury. I know he was a freshman, but Tugler just went down. Okay, so that means their bench went from being short, Joe, to about playing eight guys. Calvin Sampson played eight, so now he's got to play seven. So now you're going to have to play Roberts and Francis close to the whole game, while you have Shedd and Cryer, who pretty much don't come off the floor, right? And Joe, if Shedd and Cryer don't score double digits, I mean, how they win a game is beyond me. I just don't see it here. They're not a flashy team, and they play hard. But the problem is they play so hard that they end up getting themselves into foul trouble, which, what is it? If you don't have depth, Joe, the foul trouble gets you to even more trouble because you don't have anybody that could go in and play. So I think Houston is in a world of trouble here. Injuries is it's a plague that's kind of ate Sampson up the last few years. He's just not been very deep. I'm not seeing it, Joe. And Purdue impressed me last night. That was a big time win. Okay. Hostile environment. Illinois is a good team. They impressed me, but I'm still just seeing Matt Painter paint in March.
Yes. Well, I can make the same argument for Rick Barnes in Tennessee tonight. Yeah. It's great. Congratulations on your regular season. But you ain't getting my money come tournament time here, because we've been down that road far too often.
Moto Casino.
America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
COTA salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of COTA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use COTA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on COTA. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
And I thought the come from behind win in both spots, though they lost, they came up short to Houston. But you gotta love Coach Drew and the adjustments and the kids reacting to the adjustments and executing.
Yep.
Even though they're a little sluggish early, that's a mark of a championship team that can make the changes in game. There, CT Betts, let's cash those tickets tonight, brother. We'll talk to you again next week. Game Time Decisions continues here on
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back in. Game Time Decisions here on the Sports Grid Network as we look to close out this first hour. Getting ready here, seven games in the association tonight. And I tell you, it's going to be a fun one here, and no better way to kick it off than with a same game parlay as our good friend Davis Maddock has one here in tonight's card. And Davis, what are you looking at?
All right, guys, we are back for another same game parlay over on the FanDuel Sportsbook, continuing to focus on the NBA. We have the Sacramento Kings traveling to play at the Los Angeles Lakers. The Lakers in a good little run right now. Big win over the Oklahoma City Thunder. Really strong win against the Clippers as well last week. So we're going to take the Lakers -3.5 here. The Kings going the wrong way, the Lakers going the right way. This is actually a huge game in terms of play-in seeding stuff for the Lakers, so I'm expecting them to go all out. We're also going to take the under on 238.5. I think this will be a real styles makes fights contest, and I expect the Lakers defense to do quite well. I think AD will be all over Domantas Sabonis there in the paint. And then just to juice it up a little bit more, we are going to tack on LeBron James to score 20 or more points in this game. Just kind of looking at the wing defenders for the Kings, like, do we really think Kevin Huerter is going to do that good of a job on LeBron? I personally do not. This three-leg same-game parlay is going to give us +267 odds. Lakers -3.5, under 238, and LeBron James to score 20 or more points in this game. Good luck tonight, everybody.
I appreciate it. And yes, it is a big game here tonight out west in the late slate there. 10:30 Eastern time tip between the Lakers and the Kings. But don't forget, you got OKC taking on Portland. You've got the Bulls taking on the Jazz. We got Grizzlies, 76ers, Clippers, Rockets, Cavs, Hawks, and of course, the red-hot Orlando Magic taking on the dreadful Washington Wizards. We'll have much more on all of those games as we kick off another hour of Game Time Decisions coming your way next here on The Grid.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Coda salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of Coda's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use Coda Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on Coda. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right.